So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Ha'ish madres b'nai b'nazir, ve'en ha'ish madres es b'nai b'nazir. A man can impose naziris on his minor son, but a woman cannot impose naziris on her son. The Gemara asks, my taima, why can a man impose naziris on his son? Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha hi b'nazir. This is taught by a specific halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, therefore it's a naziris midaraisa. Rish Lakish says, K'tei l'chan chabe mitzvahs. A father is obligated to teach his minor son to perform mitzvahs, and naziris is a mitzvah. Therefore, it's only a naziris midrabanan. The Gemara proceeds to explain certain halachas according to Rish Lakish. The Mishnah rules, Ve'en isha maderes es b'na b'nazir, because kisaver ish chayev l'chanach b'nei b'mitzvahs, ve'en isha chayev es l'chanach es b'na. Rish Lakish holds that only a father is obligated to be mechanach his son, but a mother is not obligated to be mechanach her son. The Mishnah only mentions Benoi, his son, which implies Benoi in Bitoi Loi. A father cannot impose Naziris on his daughter because Kesavi Benoi Chayv L'Chancha, Bitoi in Chayv L'Chancha. Rish Lakish holds that the Chiv Chenech only applies to a son, not to a daughter. Some of Farshim explain that the above exclusion of the mother and daughter from Chiv Chenech is only regarding Naziris, but Chenech certainly applies regarding all mitzvahs and Isurim of the Torah in which the minor will become obligated when he or she matures. However, there is no chiyuv for someone to accept naziris upon themselves. The Mishnah only mentions naziris, which implies ben naziris in ben nedarim loy. Doesn't the father have to be mechanech his son for nedarim as well? The Gemara answers, loy mebay ben nedarim deles le nivul el afila ben naziris de is le nivul afila hachi chayv lechanchay. The Mishnah specifies naziris to emphasize that the chiyuv chinuch applies even to naziris in which the son will be deprived of wine and other things. Regarding the Mishnah's halacha that gilach isha gechu kreivav, micha isha micha kreivav, what right do the relatives have to object to the father's chinuch? The Gemara answers, kol chinuch, d'loi chashuv, loi nichalei. As the Rosh explains, the Chacham did not want to impose a chinuch, which is unpleasant to the child. Regarding the halacha of taglachas, that a nazir must shave all his hair, in which there is a transgression of a kavas harosh, to cut off the payas, how can a Naziris Drabanan override an Issa Deiraisa? The Gemara answers, Kesavar HaKavas Kalarosh Midrabanan. Rish Lakish concurs with the opinion that only if he does not shave all his hair is the Issa HaKafa Midrabanan. However, for a Nazir who does shave all his hair, the Issa HaKafa is only Midrabanan. Therefore, us in Naziris Drabanan, Vedachi HaKafa Drabanan, the Mitzvah Drabanan of Chinuch overrides the Issa Drabanan of HaKafa. Regarding the halacha that a nazir who completes a naziris brings three karbanas, wouldn't his karbanas be chulim ba'azara, since he is only a nazir midrabanan and not obligating karbanas midaraisa? Here too we must say, kesava chulim ba'azara lav daraisa. Rish Lakish concurs with the opinion that the isra of chulim ba'azara is only midrabanan, in which asin naziris drabanan, vidachi chulim ba'azara drabanan. Regarding the halacha that a nazir who becomes tamei brings a chata sa'if in which there is no shechita, only malika, nevertheless we do not consider the kohen to be eating nevela because kesavah k'Rabbi Yisrael b'Rabbi Yehuda dein shechita la'if min atar. Rish Lakish concurs with Rabbi Yisrael b'Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a bird requires shechita only midrabanan, in which asin naziris drabanan v'dachi nevela drabanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, all these issues pose no problem because halacha l'Moshe Mesinai is midaraisa and is also arbitrary, specific, and limited to Ha'ish, Madres, B'nai B'nazir. The Gemara then goes on to suggest that this machlok is whether Av Megaleich B'nai is through a halach l'mesh Mesinai, or through the Chiv Chinuch, is possibly a machlok is tanoim in the following braisa. Ad Masai Madres B'nai B'nazir. Ad Sh'yovish Deisiris Divrei Rebbe. A father can impose Naziris on his son until he becomes 13 years old when he matures. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda says, Ad Sh'yigi Lo'inis Nadar. Only until he becomes 12 years old, when he becomes eligible to make his own nadar. The Gemara at this point believed that the reason behind this machlokes is as follows. Rebbe, who says that Sh'yavish Deisiris holds halacha hi b'nazir, as Rabbi Yechanan, and the halacha applies even when the son can make nadar on his own. However, a father cannot be madar b'nai after Sh'yavish Deisiris, because he is no longer b'shus aviv under his father's jurisdiction. While Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda, who says that Sh'yigi lo'enis nadarm holds, therefore, there is no chiyuv chinuch for nedarim when the son can already make nedarim on his own. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so, and the machlekes can be understood in two other ways. The Kuli Alma Ha'alochi Hi B'Nazir. B'Hacha B'Mufla Samach L'Ish K'Miflagi. Perhaps both Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda agree with Rebbe Yechanan that Ha'alochi Hi B'Nazir. But the Ha'alochi Ma'ish M'Sina is in effect only while the son is still B'Shus Aviv regarding Nadar. And they disagree in whether the halacha that a 12-year-old can make its own nedarim is mederaisa or mederabanan. Rebbe holds, Acher yavish shtei saris, because mufla samach l'ish derabanan. A 12-year-old is not b'shus av of a nedarim mederabanan. Therefore, the halacha l'meishem esinai can take effect on a 12-year-old that is b'shus av of a mederaisa. And asid derraisa v'dachid derabanan. The halacha l'meishem esinai of mader b'nai b'nazir overrides the halacha derabanan of mufla samach l'ish. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, Achigil Oinus Nedarim, because Mufla Samach Leish de Oiraisa. A 12-year-old is not Bishrus Avif in Nedarim mid Oiraisa. Therefore, the Loch Lamesh Messina cannot take effect on a 12-year-old that is not Bishrus Avif mid Oiraisa. Or, we could say that the Kuli Alma Kedil Chancha B'Mitzis. Perhaps both Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rish Lakish that Kedil Chancha B'Mitzis. Umufla Samach Leish de Rabbanani. And a 12-year-old is not b'shus av v'nedarim, only midrabanan. And the machlekes is that Rebbe holds at yavish deisaris because asa chinuch drabanan, v'dachim mufla samach leish drabanan. The chi of chinuch for naziris b'nai can override the halacha drabanan that a 12-year-old is not b'shus av v'nedarim. While Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda holds at shigil lo'enis nedarim because kesav aloy asa chinuch drabanan, v'dachim mufla samach leish. The chi of chinuch for naziris b'nai does not override the halacha drabanan that a 12-year-old is not b'shus aviv for nedarim. The Gemara then goes on to say that this machlekes, whether acher yavish de Cyrus or acher gid lo'enis nedarim, is a machlekes tanoim in another brisa. Ma'isa b'Reb Chanina shehediru aviv b'nazir v'yevi lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, v'hai Rabbi Gamliel b'id ker leidim hevish de Cyrus im loy hevi. There was an incident in which Reb Chanina, who as a child became a nazir through his father, he was brought before Rabbi Gamliel that day to check whether he was matured or not. Apparently, the Talmud Kama holds like Rabbi, Ashi Yavish Deisaris. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says that Leidim Hegi Lo'inus Nedarim Amlav. Rabbi Gamliel checked to see if he was eligible to make his own Nedarim or not. Apparently, Rabbi Yisi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Ashi Gia Lo'inus Nedarim. The story continues that Amar Loi, Rabbi Al Tetzdar Lebod Kami, Im Kotnani Eye Bishvil Abba. Reb Chanina said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi, you do not have to bother with a bedika, because if I'm a katan, I will fulfill my father's naziris. And even if I'm a gadol, I now take on my own naziris. Amar Rabbi Gamliel ben Noshka Roishoy, Amar, Muvtach ani bazeh, Shemar halacha b'Yisrael. Amar lohoi yamu atim at shahar ha-rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel was taken by the child's sincerity, that he stood up and kissed him on his head and said, I'm convinced that one day this child will become a Pesach of Klal Yisrael, and indeed, it did not take long before Rabbi Chanina became a Mar HaRav for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara, as explained by Tosfos in the Rosh, clarifies that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, Leide Megi Lo'inus Nedarim, we must say that Rabbi Chanina was 12 years old at the time, and Im Katnani means before Oinas Nedarim, and the 30-day term of Naziris of commenced that day, and Im Gadlani means after Einus Nadarm, and the 30-day term of Naziris Asbe commences that day. And even if Aisi B'Mitzi, he reaches Einus Nadarm sometime in the middle of the 30 days, then the Naziris Aviv continues until the end of the 30 days, because the Gil Einus Nadarm does not cancel the Naziris of his father, because he's not completely out of Rishus Aviv. According to all three possibilities, the Naziris ends at the same time, and he can bring his Karbanos. Therefore, there is no need for bedika because it's irrelevant when they actually reached Oinas Nedarim. However, according to Rabbi, who holds Leidim Hebish De Cyrus, we must say that Reb Chanina was 13 years old at the time. And Imkotnani means before Shtei Cyrus. And a 30-day term of Naziris Aviv would commence that day, only if he remains a Katan until the end of the 30 days. And Imgadlani means after Shtei Cyrus, and a 30-day term of Naziris Asma would commence that day if he indeed was a gadol on the first day. However, if Aisi B'Mitzi, he got Shtei Cyrus sometime in the middle of the 30 days, the Shtei Cyrus cancels the Naziris of his father because he's now completely out of Rishus Aviv since he's a gadol. As a result, he only has a partial Naziris Aviv and a partial Naziris Asma, and he cannot bring Karbanos. If so, Reb Chanina's Tanai did not remove the need for Rabbi Gamliel's Bedikah. Maybe the Gemara says that indeed, without bedika, leket tekanta, ad yosef delay v'yosef davui, the only solution would be to observe Nazirus for 60 days, so that even if Aisi b'mitzi, he would have either 30 days before Shtei Sairus, or 30 days after Shtei Sairus, and he could bring his karbonas.